A collective of writers called Las Musas recently held its first online book festival celebrating Latinx children's literature. NPR's Madalit Del Barco offers a peek.
The two-day virtual Latinx Kid Lit Festival featured more than 140 authors and illustrators who answered questions from children around the world.
What inspires you to write?
Tell us about your character.
How long does it usually take you to write a book?
In one panel, Mexican writer and illustrator Flavia Soria Drago talked about her first picture book, Gustavo, the Shy Ghost.
I like to draw monsters, ghosts, and witches. Everything that is scary and weird, I love that.
In another session, National Medal of Arts winner Julia Alvarez talked about what motivates her to write.
I see the faces of those kids at the border, you know, looking up in terror, being wrenched from their parents. And it puts, we have a wonderful word in Spanish, an inquietud, a pebble in my shoe. It just keeps rattling in there until I shake it out on paper.
During the festival, there were panels on serious themes in Latinx children's literature, social justice, machismo and toxic masculinity, and immigration stories. There was also fun.
A bailar, a bailar.
A children's concert, dance classes, cooking lessons, and a sketching contest.
Draw a dragon mixed with a cat and they have to fly.
Un dragón combinado con un gato y tienen que estar volando.
There was storytelling and even a poetry slam. Here's an excerpt from Elizabeth Velázquez reading her poem, Pronunciation.
Some people say that we're saying it wrong, but they are just jealous that our accents want every letter to be heard, because isn't that the worst thing? To exist so plainly in sight and still be ignored.
According to the Cooperative Children's Book Center, 479 of the 4,035 children's books they compiled were by or about Latinx people, who make up 18% of the country's population.
Unfortunately, Latinx representation in kids' books is abysmally low. And that is something that we are working with in the industry and with publishers to fix.
Las Musas organizer Mayra Cuevas is a CNN worldwide producer whose debut YA book, Salty, Bitter, Sweet, comes out next month. She says representation in children's literature matters.
It's a way for kids to see themselves, to see their lives and their experiences validated.
This year, the country's biggest publishing houses were called out for underrepresenting Latinx voices. Some have begun diversity initiatives, and many were sponsors of the Latinx Kid Lit Festival. Cuevas says the virtual gathering was inspired by the Everywhere Book Fest, which took place in May after the coronavirus pandemic shut down live events.
All of our book tours were canceled. Also, people in our communities were hurting. Teachers were hurting. We know that the Black and Latinx communities were the hardest hit from the pandemic. So we really felt like this was a way in which we could bring some joy to our community doing what we do best, you know, tell stories.
The Latinx Kid Lit Festival is on YouTube, and there's a website filled with resources for educators and young readers, like 14-year-old Katie Abrao, a student at the Young Women's Leadership School of the Bronx. She got the chance to ask a question of author Elizabeth Acevedo.
It made me feel like I'm a proud Puerto Rican, and I should be a proud Dominican. Elizabeth made me feel like it is important for me to let it be out there and let it be known.
That's exactly the kind of reaction Las Musas were hoping for. Madalit Del Barco, NPR News.